You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, for something involving both public and private sectors, business and governments are coming together to build South Africa. Just take a listen to how this is happening.
Adrian Gore, CEO of Discovery. I'm very supportive of the pledge. The pledge is about a belief in the potential of the country. I think we all unequivocally believe it. The pledge has actually led to a partnership. The partnership has led to the end of load shedding, working with government and other very powerful things that we're doing. This is an important phase in the country. We're at a point of inflection. We really have to get economic growth. And we've got a pretty clear, focused bunch of areas we know we have to do. So the pledge is part of that process of making sure we get economic growth. Economic growth drives jobs. Jobs drives people feeling better sentiment, and they invest, and that drives growth. So the pledge is about turning this virtuous cycle of growth, jobs, narrative, and that changes the country. So there's an amazing chemistry with South Africans. You know, if we're focused and we get things done, we make massive change. And I've felt that in the partnership. So this is phase two. We're in a better state now than we were. It's amazing what we can do.
To learn more about this impactful commitment to South Africa's future, visit business4sa.org. That's business4sa, as in the word for, .org. According to Stats SA, the quarterly labor force survey suggests that unemployment has decreased over the third quarter. I'm joined on the line by Isaac Machego, who is the senior economist at Nedbank, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Isaac. Thanks so much for taking the time. Unemployment down by 1.4%. What's been driving this?
Good evening, Jimmy. A bit of an encouraging trend, but it's still the early days to celebrate. I mean, we've seen key sectors such as mining recovering some of the job losses. We've seen jobs going up this quarter by just over 27,000, but we're coming out of a very difficult 2023 when there were, you know, widespread job losses in the sector. And also construction has shown some life after several quarters of job losses. But overall, I would say that, you know, we still have a lot to do, because when you look at the today's number, without 160,000 people leaving the job market, i.e. or at least stopping to actively look for jobs, the so-called discouraged workers, without that 160,000, the unemployment rate would be about half a percentage point higher.
So we're saying that we didn't actually create more jobs, there were just less people looking for jobs?
No, on a net basis, there were more jobs created, 294,000 jobs created, but 160,000 people were not actively looking for jobs. So, you know, those will be kind of classified rather as the discouraged workers. So they don't really count in the unemployment rate, because they're not actively looking for jobs right now.
Mm. Isaac, is this a sustainable trend that we can expect to benefit from? I mean, I heard you say a little earlier that it's too soon to celebrate. We still have much work to do. Is this something that we can expect will continue going forward?
Sure. You know, what we see in this year is the stabilization of the economy. We can start with sentiment after, you know, the election outcome, you know, a government that is considered to be a lot more stable, and policy that's more certain than was feared before the elections, and also in the supply of utilities, for instance. We've seen stabilization in the electricity grid, and even the utility sector did create jobs during this past quarter. So that shows, you know, the improvement in that sector. So we're seeing stabilization this year, and what I expect is with the improved sentiment this year and the more stable operating environment, I expect that to translate into a better operating environment in 2025, at least from 2025, and that could boost investment, particularly by the private sector, and lead to more job creation.
Isaac, quickly before I let you go, what of youth unemployment?
That, you know, remains a huge problem. Unfortunately, it is structural. What do we mean by that? You know, our economy at the moment has a very low capacity to absorb the youth that are entering the labor market. And that's a very important point because, you know, this is year end. In the first quarter of the year, you know, we often see on average between 300,000 and 400,000 new people entering the job market, most of whom come straight out of the education system. And that is a problem because we need an economy that can start creating jobs at a higher level for this new entrants. Otherwise, our youth unemployment rate is going to remain elevated above the reported 55% or so.
We need an economy that creates jobs at a higher level. I'll take that as the parting thought from Isaac. That's Isaac Mashego, who is the senior economist at Nedbank, joining us to reflect on the latest labor force survey that suggests that unemployment has come down.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.